I know it's shocking, but in the next week or two, the stores will be shelving the back-to-school stuff, and will be replacing it with ghoulish Halloween things. And in the blink of the eye, the stores will change from celebrating new beginnings to contemplating our end. And we will revel in it. Halloween is the second biggest retail holiday in the United States, only behind Christmas. Americans spent more than $10.1 billion on Halloween in 2021, setting a record. And maybe that's just another byproduct of COVID. And I'm sorry to set our thoughts towards Halloween so early, still in the summer, especially as these next few weeks are the last chance for kids to have some fun before they start school. And some of our older ones have already gone to college, or at least they're starting to pack. This Sunday's celebration at St. Dominic, unfortunately, has been wedged between four funerals. Two already last week, one on Thursday, one on Friday, and I have one on Monday, and then another one on Tuesday. So my mind has been a bit somber this week. My pondering of today's readings is colored by this sandwiching of celebrating our new life on Sunday with God and Christ between our thoughts of just when will that happen? With this heaviness of loss laying over our parish this week, our readings give us a consolation that we need. Our first reading reminds us that if we just steer our ship's course according to God's star, it doesn't matter what port you're coming from. God will find anyone who follows him acceptable, and he will make a house of prayer for all people. Knowing that all are acceptable to God gives us hope. This consolation quells the fear that haunts some of us, that we are just not good enough, that we have sinned some unredeemable sin in our lives that God could not possibly want us. Our readings tell us that nothing in God's welcome asks for a resume. St. Paul doubles down on this promise of acceptance by calling all to Christ and states something that when you first hear it, it doesn't sound right. We find God through our disobedience and sin. We find God through our disobedience and sin. It sounds like I'm saying we should sin and let's get nasty. But what I'm really saying is we cannot appreciate God's mercy until we have fallen. When we have fallen, we look up and in disbelief, no matter what was making us fall, we see God's hand held out to us. And we say, "You mean you still love me?" It is after we have fallen that we appreciate God's fidelity to us, his promise to never let us go. Now, I have been married, and I held in my heart what I believe many of you husbands are silently carrying in your hearts when you look at your spouses. I can't believe she married me. Julian of Norwich, a Catholic mystic, said it this way: first the fall, and then the recovery from the fall, and both are the mercy of God. That's basically what St. Paul is saying in a roundabout way, that every one of us, at one time or another, God will face God and will say, "What I have done, and with what I have done, I can't believe you love me." Which takes us to our gospel and what I started with, Halloween, and what we see in Halloween directions and decorations. I enjoy those homemade tombstones that people place in their yards, and I like to read them during Halloween, such as one of my favorites: "Here lies an atheist, all dressed up and nowhere to go." Or ones that rhyme: Here lies good old Fred, a big rock fell on his head. Or here lies a man named Zeke, second fastest draw in Cripple Creek. Or ones that make wit from just some made-up name. Here lies John Yeast, pardon me for not rising. Today's gospel, Jesus gives to the Canaanite woman something that's headstone worthy. O woman, great is your faith. So I ask you, what four words would you like to see on your tombstone? The Canaanite would have had, great is your faith, placed on her burial stone. What four words would yours say? And to help those words reflect your generosity this week is Mission Appeal Sunday. And I want to now introduce Father Javier Guativa, who I've known since my very first days of the seminary. When I moved in, his room was directly across from mine. And he was finishing his last year when I was starting my first year. Once a year, we are asked specifically to offer from the gifts that God has given us to a mission appeal. This year, we've asked to be generous to our sister parish in the Dominican Republic, La Sagrada Familia, of which Father Javier is the pastor. So I'd like to have him just come up and tell you a few words about it and our mission appeal.